All right. Now, this is not like a big discovery necessarily, but there's a little backstory here that Eric will tell. He's already been on the radio once. Well, no, he hasn't been, or you just talked about him. Well, he was almost Scotty Bennett one time, I know.
Yeah.
But what I really like about this guy is, A, he's talented. B, he's humble. And B1 and B2 are there. He's very not just humble. He's not pushy. And he's also a really great guy. I discovered, my part of discovering him was at 7-Eleven. This guy works at 7-Eleven. He's a young guy. And I'm checking out, a month or two ago. And the guy says, I've always wanted to meet you, Mr. Cole. I'm like, wow. Now, this is the 7-Eleven.
Did he recognize your voice?
I don't know. On B Caves Road. And I was fixing to go to a meeting over to Jason the Sewer. So, I had a minute, stopped in to get something or the other. And I go there a fair amount because I've gotten to know a woman there that's run that store forever. And she's just so nice, named Carol. Well, Carol turns out to be 7-Eleven guy's mom.
Oh.
Right. Now
Eric, I've heard you talk about Carol before.
Yeah, Carol's something else, right? But Eric ended up meeting Matt, and Matt wasn't pushy at all.
No, not
at
all.
He asked for a favor, though.
Yeah, and I'd met Matt before at South by Southwest, our showcases, but you remember him. He was at the last Texas Regional Radio Awards. I'm talking like he's not on the phone with us right now, but he came up to me, and what I didn't realize, and I felt terrible. And I'd had a couple drinks. That's all my stories start with that. And he walked up and, we said small hellos and everything. And he basically said, I need a favor. My mom has never heard me on the radio before.
Oh, and I know that's going to, that people out there, that's the go-to with Eric.
Yes.
And then record yourself when you're listening with your mom.
I just know what it would be like I know how proud parents can be.
Yeah, that's got to be just a moment in life that you don't forget.
And I remember how I felt when I realized, and we played him on the air before, but how can you work so hard and want to put all your efforts into a business and your mom live in the city and have a radio station and she hasn't heard you? So I was like, I will play. I'm going to get a hold of you, and I want to let you know, and we will time it out. I want your mother to hear. And luckily, I remembered because I've said this before, and then the following day, I'm like, who was that guy? So, no. Matt's a good-looking guy, by the way. It was really easy to remember.
Okay.
Let me get my Google out.
Yeah. Matt Castillo, good morning, first of all.
Matt Castillo.
Or do you prefer, oh, is are you, that Matt?
Yes.
Do you prefer Castillo?
Well, hi, Matt.
Hello, good morning. Hello, Rita. And I've been anxious to finally talk to you.
Oh.
Look at there.
No pressure.
Well, ain't nothing to be nervous about. We're just regular people put on our jeans one leg at a time. Hey, seriously.
One leg at a time.
You made me feel like Cloud Nine when I looked at the guy and I said, Well, hi, yeah. I said, how'd you know that or whatever? And you said, well, I've always wanted to meet you and blah, blah, blah. And I noticed you had a mask on that had like a little music logo, I guess is your band or you. And I said, are you in the music business? Now, he wasn't pimping me. I said, are you in the music business? Yeah, I am. I said, oh. He said, I met Eric Raines. And he regales me with an Eric Raines story. I said, well, coincidentally, I'm going to a meeting over Jason the Sewers down the street here, 6633, and Eric Raines is going to be in the meeting. I can't wait to tell him about it, which I did. And Eric confirmed, you're a great guy. So before I leave the cash register, where Matt overcharged me, by the way, but I acted like I didn't notice. I said, hey, send me your stuff, which, that's kind of crazy to do because that's really all Eric's decision. And all, but this guy's so nice. I wanted to hear what he sounded like. He said, okay, he took my email address. So that was, a month ago. 2.5-3 weeks later, I'm back in there. There's Matt. Hey, Mr. Cole. Hey, Matt, please, Bob. Oh, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, you didn't send me that stuff. I'm sorry, got busy, and I meant to do it. I'll do it right away. Well, he did. He did it right away. Got his stuff, and I go, this guy's pretty good, the 7-Eleven guy. And then I noticed a couple of days later, which was, I guess, yesterday, that you're releasing a new song. You're putting out an EP or have, a new song called Leaving Brownsville tonight. And Scotty asked that on Texas Nights that tonight that we don't scoop him, even though he's already played it. If he could play it tonight at 8:15 and everybody can hear it then. And Eric and I were thinking, okay, that's good because we want to play your first song that did pretty well in the Texas charts. What's it called? Say It. Yeah. Do you write your own stuff, Matt?
I do. I write and I co-write. This EP is part one of a part two album that we're going to release in November. The whole, you know, obviously the whole COVID thing kind of hit us, and I took 2.5 years to write this album, going up to Nashville, coming back, and getting some good songwriters on there, and we're supposed to release it back, and obviously everything happened, so we just wanted to split it up and get some more shelf life out of this music, and I feel like these 6 songs that are going to be released, it's coming out on tomorrow, Friday, or maybe midnight tonight, but I'm excited for these 6 songs because it's going to give you a glimpse of what the album's going to sound like. It's just honky-tonk, it's country, it's what kind of what I've been missing, and then I'm so glad to kind of finally have it out soon, in a few hours, actually. So Say It was our first single that we released to country radio. Leaving Brownsville was our second and our current single, climbing up the charts, and you guys have a little sneak peek of the third single, and maybe you guys can pick it out, but
I'll go ahead and recommend you third, the one about the evil woman.
Oh, evil kind of woman. That was a good one.
That's a really good one, Matt.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough and blessed to be in the circle of some really great songwriters in Nashville. You know, Byron Hill, who wrote Full Hearted Memory for George Strait, Roger Brown. Roger Brown, my producer, he also had some cuts on George Strait, Barbara Streisand, Randy Travis, just some really good 90s.
You're more than the 7-Eleven guy.
Again, you know, I try to keep my head down and just keep grinding it out as best as I can. And you know, you just be humble, be good, and I think good things will come to you. I've always believed that. And so it's just been a crazy few months, you know. My mom called me and said, hey, she needed help at the store. I've never done that before. I've always done music. And so it's just been a eye-opening experience to see how hard my mom works. And so I'm just glad to kind of just help her out and still have some music. And you guys made my day. And that, Eric, you made my day. It's just to be on that show and to be on the radio. And then when I met you, Bob, honestly, I just recognized you. All I had to hear was one little peep at you, and I was like, that's Bob Cole.
Matt, when your mom got to hear your song, did it make her day?
And how long ago was that?
It did. You know, it did. You have to understand that you know, I'm from Austin. I was born in Austin, but I was raised in the Rio Grande Valley down in Edinburgh, Texas. And my mom was up here working and trying to get me through school, and education was always the number one thing. So you have to understand, when I wanted to do country music full-time, she was pissed. You know, she was like, what are you doing? Why did I pay for your college? You know,
I get so that.
I really had to prove to her that what I'm doing was what I love, and I owe it to her because, you know, I'm 90s through and through, and I owe it to her because every time I was in the Valley and she was in Austin, when I missed her, I would listen to 90s country. I listened to Garth Brooks, George Strait, you know, all them things. And so I'm the product of my upbringing, and she's one of the main reasons why. So having her hear me on the radio is almost like icing on the cake. Like, there you go, Mom. You know, that's one of the biggest goals, other than pursuing this as a career. This is not just a hobby for me. And I know it's the same for my mom at her work. It's just not a hobby. It's what she loves. So if I can help her out and get her through a work day, then that's fine. Yeah,
I love Matt. Matt and loves his mom.
You're showing your mom that you're going to make her proud. And somehow we unwittingly, Eric especially, found a way to play a role in that, and that's only part of the reason, really, that I thought we ought to talk with this guy and play him on the air, because, you know, you're getting some airplay over here at Coke FM already. And again, Scotty Bennett with your new song tonight. We're gonna do the you got to hear this song called Say It coming up. Talking to our listeners, and obviously Matt has heard it, he sang it, but Matt, if you don't mind, tell about how old are you?
I'm 34.
Are you really? Okay, so you look...
he looks younger.
You look 24, and yeah. I think I called you the 7-Eleven kid, so I'm going to go to the 7-Eleven guy.
Hey, yeah. I'm going to make some t-shirts out of that, by the way.
The 7-Eleven guy. How long have you been helping your mom out at that store? Because every time I've been in... well, that I've seen. Every time I see your mother, for instance, I don't hardly ever pull up that store. She's not coming out of that store with tons of boxes and going to the dumpster herself. Then I go in there and she's telling people this and helping the cash register there, and then she's mopping the floor and stocking it. The woman's on meth. I don't know where she's getting her energy, but I've watched that for years. How many years has your mother managed that store on BK's?
She's on that store for 3 years now, 3-4 years now, and so she used to work for 7-Eleven, then she saved up all her money and then ended up getting the franchisee thing. And I was really proud of her because, you know, owning a business is not the easiest thing. And
so that's her store?
That's her store. Yeah. She owns that store. That's why the survival of being there every day matters. And the heck with
your mother being proud of you. Look how proud you ought to be. And we can hear you are your mother.
Yeah. Like I said, it's hard to run a business, and in the country music world, we as artists, we dabble with both, you know, artistry and then the business side. And I understand how to understand the struggle of staying afloat. And if I can just lighten the load to get her home enough time to rest so she can pull in overnight, I'll do that. You know what I mean?
Look at you.
Just trying to pull that up.
And you're really good at it. You're quick and you're friendly. Of course, you know, we had something to talk about. But how long have you been on that cash register, for instance, now?
2 months now.
2 months.
It's been crazy. My mom called me up and said, hey, if you want to move back up to Austin and help me out, there's a job waiting for you. And I did it. I had to.
That is a very busy store. You know, that's over Rollingwood, Westlake. And, you know, you think about it, there really aren't any convenience stores in that area. I mean, there's that Chevron gas station down there. It's got some get it to go stuff and all. I mean, you're like the central happening.
I got thrown into the fire pretty quick. The day that I moved up that Sunday, that snowstorm hit Austin, and I was driving to work. My mom stayed at the store every single day that snowstorm, and so I drove every morning through the snow to get there, and we stayed there pretty much all the shifts we could, and my mom stayed behind, slept there, and then until the power went out. It was crazy, but that was my first initiation of 7-Eleven. Welcome to the convenience store, son. Boom.
So after that, on a regular day, which is a busy day there all the time, what can you tell us about it? Are people generally nice? Are they generally rude? What's the biggest surprise you've had, good or bad? I mean, if we were behind that counter, what would we learn? Because that's what you've done.
Well, you know, there's a lot of, we're blessed to have a lot of construction workers go through because our lunch rush is heavy.
Yeah, you can't park.
It's heavy. You cannot park there. Don't, if you want to grab some lunch, it's going to be a battle. But I mean, you know, everybody's so nice around that area. Everybody knows my mom. They come in and they shop there because of my mom. And it's crazy. I don't really talk about the music side because I'm just there for my mom. And then if people ask, then I'll bring it up. But I mean, you know, the people there are very friendly. And, you know, we dabble with a few people that with the whole mask thing, but that's a whole nother conversation. But I mean, they respect the store and we respect them. You know, we thank them for coming into the store and helping my mom, you know, stay in business. So
is your mom listening right now, Matt?
Is my mom with me right now?
No, is she listening right now?
Oh, is she listening? I hope so. I'm drinking my 7-Eleven coffee, by the way. I stopped at the store to tell my mom that I was going to be on Coke FM.
Did you pay for that coffee? Did you just go help yourself? I just want to know.
It's a perk.
I did pay for it, by the way.
Matt, I need to know, since Bob frequents the store, you can be honest, it's just us. Just us friends here. Did he buy either dip
or
lottery tickets or Four Loko? Tell the truth.
Go ahead and tell, Matt. Go ahead and tell.
All right, so pretty much Four Loko and dip, I guess.
You got Four Loko and dip.
And Matt, certifiably, and it's only grape flavor, and you're the only guys I can find that will get.
Oh, wow.
Carol makes sure it's
the guy.
No, I'll buy eight at a time because you can't get it hardly anywhere.
Bob is the oldest Four Loko guy we know.
Am I certifiably the oldest human being in your experience there to ever buy a Four Loko?
Yeah, you surprised me. I thought
no lottery ticket?
Oh, it's embarrassing. I'm coming up with...
Yeah, you set up with a black bag, yeah.
I'll bring my own bag in, and I fill it full of eight of these things that'll last me a couple of weeks, you know? And it's like, but this guy needs to go to a meeting. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was for, you know, some giveaways or something. I don't know.
No, he's giving it away, all right.
That's just for Bob.
I tell my mom, I said, we got a stock up. Bob Cole's going to be coming in a few weeks, so we get ready.
Get the great Four Locos stocked up on the shelves. Yeah, I love it.
I'm busted. Well, what's the, awesome. You know, I just, people that deal with people got to like people, because one thing I've seen is so many people just go out of their way to make your life miserable as a customer. In the last, three or four weeks that you've done this, I mean, what's the rudest somebody's ever been to you, where you just scratching your head or you want to come over to counter at them?
I just, you know, one of the biggest things is just a convenience store. They have rules and ways of doing business, and 7-Eleven still has this policy where you have to wear your mask, and a lot of people do fight it.
And they don't want to do that. They don't want to be told they have to do it.
Right. And we say it so nicely. And again, we're following rules of somebody else. It's not, right. You know, and they act like the biggest 4-year-old throwing a fit ever. And they're, you know, in their 40s. And it's just, we try to just get them in and get them out. And, they'll pretend like they will forget and stuff. It's just dealing with babies, I guess. That's the only thing. But, we try to just be nice and courteous. And
with the majority of people, especially given how you treat them, I'm sure, you know, it's a pleasant day largely, just busy.
Yeah. You're always on your feet. You're always doing your multitasking. You just really no downtime. If, you know, yesterday we got a truckload of just 7-Eleven product while we were dealing with lunch. And my mom's like, I got to go get this stuff put up. And she was pissed. They usually come at night, like at 11, 12 at night when it's not busy. And man, they pissed her off. That 18-wheeler that was in the parking lot. Ooh,
oh, taking what little parking you have.
Yep.
At lunch.
It took away from business a little bit, but I mean, it didn't stop us. But those are some of the things that I had to get used to. The other thing is throwing money at somebody.
I worked at HEB for years, yeah. And that would drive me crazy.
People throw money.
Like, yeah, like, they're just like, yeah. Toss it at you. Like, they're afraid to touch your hand or to even put it in your hand. Right. Or they'll take the money and just.
Because if it's a COVID excuse, you just lay it down.
No, people are tacky.
Lay it down or just sit over. I'm not going to touch your hand as I'm grabbing a dollar bill by you. But when you pull it out of your pocket or wallet and
just
throw
it
at me, it's a little disrespectful, I guess.
I agree.
Just a little thing.
All right, the end of a shift and it's the end of the shift and your cash register doesn't balance. What does Mama do to her boy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crap. I've seen that side of my mom as a young kid. I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
So it always balances, huh?
Math.
Yeah, I always have to, man. I have to do good by my mom. It's a matter, so for sure.
So back to music real quick, because we'll make the full circle. When did you discover, you grew up, you born and raised part here, but then down in the valley. So where'd you go to high school there?
I went to a high school in Edinburgh, Texas, called Economides High School.
Were you doing music in high school already? Economides.
Yeah, I was in band. I was in the drum line.
Oh, you and Eric Rain.
No, you had a lot in common there. Because Eric wants to work at 7-Eleven too.
No, I'll probably end up there one day working for your mom.
Right. Come on over, guys.
Yeah.
No, my freshman year, I was in the sophomore year, I was in the pit, and then my junior year, I was on the drum line snare. And then my senior year, I just focused on sports, which was basketball was my go-to.
You told us about your favorite singers, your idols there in the 90s, Garth and George.
Yeah.
How did a guy in the valley end up being a Hispanic guy, right? Castillo?
Yeah.
How do you end up being a Texas country music lover?
I didn't discover Texas music till I got, okay, so long story short, I got kicked out of college because I wasn't ready for it, so I had to move back up to Austin.
You are qualified for the music business.
when I got the first time I got to Austin, I found this radio station that was playing Texas music live at Hills Cafe, and at the time it was KVET, and I stayed in my truck. I didn't even go work out. I stayed in my truck listening to the whole show, and I was like, "What is
this?" One of our shows that night?
And before that, I found somebody gave me a CD of the Randy Rogers Band live at Billy Bob's, and I burned that sucker to the ground. And that was my first introduction to Texas music. And from then on, I was just a big Randy Rogers Band fan. And I went to all the KVET stuff at Nutty Brown Cafe. Got to meet Jason Boland, Josh Abbott. I was just a fan in the beginning, but I picked up guitar when I was a sophomore in high school, and I learned all my favorite country music, and then that just kind of continued all into Texas music. And a good buddy of mine by the name of Jordan Daugherty out of Hutto.
How we know Jordan?
Got me into. Yeah, we used to go to Nutty Brown Cafe, I believe, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays to do open mic, and that was my first introduction of, like, okay, do I really want to do this? And I got my grades together, got all my stuff, and went down back to Edinburgh, Texas, to Pan Am, and I just pursued it. I just did it. I tried to find everything. I found a band and started writing music and hoped to God that it would work out, and it has. It's just a uphill battle and a climb, a challenge, but, I mean, I love every minute of it, so... you know, my idols are still the Randy Rogers Band, and, you know, I've opened up for them. I remember the first time I got the call to open up for them, was in front of like 2,500 people, 3,000 people. And when I got the call, I was jumping around in my living room because I thought it was never going to happen. And we, you know, we did a great job. We did what the openers were supposed to do, get them ready for the headliner. And that was just my first taste. And then radio has just been a big part of my career. And I love radio tours. I love being on the road, and it's just part of the game, and I love it.
You know how many established artists, let alone, you know, folks breaking in like you are, we've talked to on the radio over the years, and they can barely answer a sentence.
I was about to say the same thing.
Yeah.
I think that listen to you. Yeah, maybe you enjoy a radio tour because
you're so good at it, coming across
like you definitely are. And that makes a big difference. You can ask Eric and Bob. There's sometimes we have people that we interview, and it's like they don't want to be here, or they have nothing to say, or they just can't say it, and it's just weird and awkward. But I feel like we've known Matt forever.
Well, it's just been they put me on the road a lot, and they said, all right, man, you're going to go to Oklahoma, Colorado, Kansas, all around Texas. I found all these new cities just all based off radio tours. And it's just been fun. It's just spread your music far and wide and just make your family proud. And as look, in the beginning, I wasn't really good at radio interviews, but also went to college. I have like changed my degree like four times. I was like criminal justice, communications. I wanted to be a ESPN anchor. And then I wanted to, you know, go be a Secret Service agent. And then all of a sudden I was like, hell, kinesiology is the most easiest thing to get me out of college. let me get this kinesiology degree for my mom and I'm done. So I remember this clearly. It's branded in my brain and my memory. Was I had a show after my graduation in South Texas, and my mom went with me. And after the show, we went back to the house to celebrate. And I said, Mom, I know what I want to do. I want to play country music full time, and I'm going to pursue it. And she threw the F-bomb everywhere you could think of, and she said, then why did I pay for your college? I said, because I wanted to get you my degree.
You expect me to sit around and watch you ruin your life like this?
Yeah. So I you know, I'm a man of my word, and if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I told you I'm going to get you a degree, and I got you. I'm the first one in my family to graduate from high school and college.
Good job.
And I had to do that before I could pursue music. So while I'm a little late in the game, that's why I had to. It wasn't a, you know, forget it. I'll figure it out later. It was like, get it done.
Well, good Lord's got a plan. And it sounds like a good plan for you.
Keep going.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm really excited. She's heard some of the new stuff, the new music, and I'm really excited to get it out and just get people, you know, I just want to introduce myself to people. This is the country music that I love and what I grew up on, and I hope it reflects off the new EP dropping tomorrow. So it comes out. What perfect timing, guys.
Matt Castillo. Matt, I should probably tell you this later, but I just want to tell you now.
Stock up on the
Four Loco.
Yeah, get that grape in there sometime for tomorrow. Yeah, big weekend coming. So, my mother, sounds like your mother raised you. Your dad wasn't around much, or am I assuming that?
No, my dad wasn't around.
Same
much.
Here.
My mom had to, yeah.
Same
yeah.
here. So, my mother's real hero in life was her boss, Charlie Topmiller. And he owned the TV station that my mother worked at as his secretary. They call them executive assistants now, right? Administrative professionals for over 25 years. Mr. Topmiller was a straight-laced, wonderful, brilliant man of God. Reason I was in the Boy Scouts, because Mr. Topmiller said that's what Robert needs to do. He had a lot to do with some things that influenced my life greatly, but because of my mother, just like your mother, But the one thing Mr. Topmiller always told my mother is, don't let Robert get into broadcasting. And he owned radio stations, he owned TV stations, and he said, it's just full of itinerant losers. He'll end up a drug addict, and he'll never make any money, and he won't be happy, and he won't be able to have a relationship. It took me, I think, like getting into the Country Music Hall of Fame or something, before my mother finally decided, you know, I guess it was okay. And I kind of hear you saying that with Carol, your mom.
Yeah.
I hear you saying it a lot. She's going to be, she is proud of you. But I think what we're all impressed by more than anything is how proud you are of her.
100%. I love my mom to death. And I was so proud that she reached the goal. Because we're, you know, my mom always taught me, always told me, Matt, where do you see yourself in a year? Where do you see yourself in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? And in, as a college kid, I didn't care about that. I didn't worry about that. But then I started getting older. I said, well, what am I going to do? You know, and I started applying that to my music. I started applying that to my music business. I started applying everything to that. It really kept me on track. And you know, to see my mom's dream come true of working two jobs at one point, working at the bank and 7-Eleven at night, to finally having her afford her own store, I had to be there for the ribbon cutting, and I'm so glad that I was. Her first dollar of the store is just it. I'm super proud of my mom, and I thought I was a hard worker, but no, my mom runs laps around me, and it wasn't until I saw it firsthand working with her, and she just, I don't know how she does it, man. I don't know. I try to, you know, I thank God every day that she doesn't, you know, leave this world anytime soon, because I don't know what I would do. But I'm also blessed that she's here with me, and we can go through these milestones together, and through music and through 7-Eleven. So, and you guys have made that very possible, and I'm blessed to be here. And thank you so very much for having me on.
Thank you, Matt. What we're going to do is take a quick break, because I told you 5 minutes, and I think we about have hit that five now. So thank you. And just to hear so much and learn so much, and just, I think we're loving the story, particularly I think about your mother. So we don't care if folks support you or not, but go support Carol at 7-Eleven.
Hey, Matt, 9 days to Mother's Day. I think you just gave her a pretty good Mother's
You've
Day.
You've done a great job. When we come back, your very first big hit song, and it did really well in the Texas charts, right?
That's right. Sure did.
And then we want you to hear the new one, but we're about out of time. So Scotty Bennett tonight, on Texas Nights right here on Coke FM, is going to play it around 8:15. The new one is
8:29 tonight.
Oh, he changed the time on?
I changed the time for him.
Oh, 8:29.
Yeah, 8:29.
Otherwise, people might think you're Randy Rogers or something playing at 8:15.
Well, he's got his 80s at 8 that he does during that particular section.
Okay, so 8:29.
Yeah.
8:29. That's called Leaving Brownsville Tonight, if I remember correctly.
That's correct.
Really good. Matt Castillo, formerly known as 7-Eleven guy. Love you, man. Thank you. Great to get to know you.
See you, Matt.
Take care.
Thanks for having me, guys. See y'all.
And Grape 4 Loco. 7 till 9. Back in just a moment with that song.
The Savings.